Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It was the pass rush, really the story of the entire day. They forced the intentional grounding, and that pretty much all but did it.
Well, the defense had five takeaways last week to get him the win in New England. They have seven sacks today to lead the way in this one. Pittsburgh improves to 3-1.
That's right. Your Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-1. Later on that day, the Ravens fall to 1-3. And Lamar Jackson pulls his hamstring. And we find out that he's not going to play against a desperate 1-3 Houston Texans team, likely to miss the next two games before the Ravens have their bye. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. One of the great weekends of watching football when the Steelers are off. You put your feet up, you watch the division rivals, you watch the AFC teams, maybe I peep a little cheeky red zone Doran.
Yeah.
And it's the best.
It's even better. And I think that's where you're getting. It's even better this weekend, especially if you are a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're on that team and you get to kick your feet up, and the reason why it's better is whenever you watch your, you know, competition, the AFC North this Sunday, there's some tough games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're playing humdrums. The Baltimore Ravens are going to have Cooper Rush as their quarterback.
Humdrums?
Humdrums, yeah, just blips. Not good.
What the hell's a humdrum?
Humdrum, look it up.
You never heard that phrase before?
Yeah, not humdrums, they're just like lames.
Humdrum, humdinger.
Yeah, humdrums.
Hum, 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 hum.
Cooper Rush is the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens.
That guy sucks.
They take on a desperate Houston Texans team. Desperate to win. That's a tough game. The Cleveland Browns, they got to go to London and take on the Minnesota Vikings, who just lost to the Steelers in Ireland. They're going to look to respond and whoop up on the Browns. The Cincinnati Bengals, you know who they got, Crowley? You know, the Bengals played Monday night. They lost, what, 28-3 against the Denver Broncos? You know who they got Sunday?
I believe it's the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my goodness.
You think they might put up a 50 spot?
Yes.
Against that malign defense?
No doubt about it.
Jake Browning, not good.
Uh-uh.
This just in. Bad NFL quarterback. Do you think the Steelers win the division?
Yes.
Harry, do you think the Steelers are going to win the division?
Yes.
I think it would be a monumental disappointment at this point if they don't win the division. That being said, I'm not there yet.
I'm there because I think that whenever it starts to get, you know, it starts to get a little bit hazy, that it's going to be a little too late for the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be a little too late to rebound from where they are going to be to try to get everything together. Whenever they probably do start playing some decent football, it's going to be a little too late. Lamar Jackson might be out 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, Cooper Rush. Did you watch that game the other day?
Doran, he is atrocious.
I can't believe he's their backup. I didn't even know, and you didn't even know that he was their backup. I thought it was like, I didn't know who it was.
Do you Tyler Huntley, remember him?
Yes, Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. Do you think they got confused? Because usually you want your backup quarterback to be able to play like your starter. Do you think because his last name's Rush, they were like, this guy could probably run. Let's have him back up Lamar Jackson.
Well, so he walked in with red hair and he's white. They're probably like, oh, man.
To defend him, though, I mean, he played well with the Cowboys when he backed up for Dak Prescott when he was hurt. So
you are right about that, including a game against the Steelers where you went, whoa. So you're 100% right. Their offense has to change immeasurably with that guy. And they hadn't run it as well as they want to with Derrick Henry anyway. And their defense, which they fixed last year, and the reason I wasn't throwing dirt on their grave before I left to go overseas was because, they'll fix it again. They fixed it before. They got seven guys that are injured on that side of the ball, including their defensive lineman, whose name I'm going to screw
Matabike.
Up. Thank you.
He's out for the season.
He's done.
Roquan Smith is out.
They can't
Marlon
stop
Humphrey.
The run.
Uh-uh.
And Humphrey didn't look like the same player anyhow. Dude. I'm not a big Ravens believer. I am, however, a massive Lamar Jackson believer. And here's why I will not go so far as to say I'm already crowning the Steelers. If the Ravens are 1-5 and the Steelers are 5-1, I will start printing the hats and t-shirts. Weird things tend to happen in the NFL. I don't think the Ravens win this week. I could see them winning next week because the NFL's goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I could also see the Steelers come off a bye, beat Cleveland at home. You just have to, especially because it looks like Dylan Gabriel's going to be the starting quarterback. And we know how much Tomlin's afraid of Joe Flacco. So that's the best possible thing. And he's going to get his ass kicked by the Vikings because they can't block. And the Vikings, they're staying over there. They're going to be adjusted to the time.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a significant advantage over Cleveland for a lot of different reasons. But I could see the Steelers going on the road, playing Cincinnati on a Thursday. And me walking in here wearing my suit and tie saying it's a business trip, Doran, just like when the Steelers were 9-2 last year playing the Browns, and I could see the Steelers stubbing their toe. I don't think Cincinnati's defense is good. I was saying that before any of the injuries or any of that. I don't think Cincy's good at all now without Joe Burrow. That's a badass football. That team stinks.
Yep, 3 points.
I could still see the Steelers going in there because it's a division game. It's a Thursday. It winded up like 13-10 because it's just ugly-ass football, and you find a way to lose that game.
Well, this is exactly why, and, you know, Callis and I were talking about this yesterday. There's one thing that the Steelers clearly did on this past Sunday that they have to carry into the bye week and take out of the bye week and transition into the whenever you get gameplay going again against the Cleveland Browns and then the Cincinnati Bengals because that's a short week, is the run game. Like, if it were me, I would go into this Cleveland Browns week and I would open up my offense and out. You know, you're probably going to get Jalen Warren back. You're probably going to get Joey Porter Jr. back, right? So I would open up the offense and I'd let Aaron Rodgers do his thing. But that short week, whenever you turn around and go to a Thursday night in Cincinnati, Spencer Anderson's playing every snap.
I'm hulking up and running the ball up their bums.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. He's playing majority of the snaps. Him and Darnell Washington are playing majority of the snaps, and I am just running the football and controlling that football game. That's how you get out of the kind of Thursday night away division opponent type of game.
Those games always do come down to what are we good at, what can we execute, much more than we're game planning for specific opponent because you don't have enough time. I could not agree more with your analysis there, and I am not afraid of the Browns game coming off the bye. One, it's at home. Their offense stinks. Yes, their pass rush terrifies me with the Steelers' offensive line, even though it's coming
rookie
off their best game. Tomlin's really good against rookie quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to be rusty. Aaron Rodgers' best game as a Pittsburgh Steeler thus far was in the opener, and he had never suited up as a Steeler. I'm not worried about the rust factor for the offense at all. And I think that Brown's offensive line is old and banged up with DeJuan Jones and bad. You need to start 5-1. If you start 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, I think you'll win the division.
Yes.
But I can't just chalk it up right now and say, oh, Steelers will definitely be 5-1 and the Ravens will definitely be 1-5 because NFL.
Well, I said this yesterday as well. Like, to me, these are the two most important games of the season. These are the two most important games of the season because we know how these seasons go. 2 years ago, whenever you look back and you think about the New England Patriots game and the Arizona Cardinals game, which were back-to-back home games, and they lose those games to two bad teams, where would they have been at in that season?
They'd have been playing for the division championship exactly. In the last game, yeah.
These two games, we do not, as a Steeler fan and as the Pittsburgh Steelers, you do not want to look back and be like, you know what, man, if we would have just beat the Cleveland Browns at home, or if we would have just beat the ravaged Cincinnati Bengals on a Thursday night, oh, man, we'd be in a better spot right now. These two games are the most important games of the season, even though that they are very, very winnable games.
Yep.
On paper, you're like, oh, the Steelers got that. No, no, no. If I'm Mike Tomlin, this is as focused and zoned in I will be all season. Because you have to come out of the bye and win these games because they are winnable. And you have to win these games to put yourself in better position at the end of the season. These are the games that are must-win games.
I'm with you. And when the Steelers gacked up a home game to Seattle, I was crestfallen because that was one that I had chalked up as a dub. I had thought when we played the schedule game way back when in May that they were going to start 3-1 and lose to the Vikings. They're where they're supposed to be. Go take care of business these next two. You are right. And I think the home game against the Packers, too, I don't want to get greedy here, but it is at home. It is prime time. It's against Rodgers' old team. And he's already said that playing the Jets, I was only there really not that very long. But for the Packers, find a way really to win the next three. But these next two, you're going to be favorites. You
got
to get it done.
You absolutely have to. It would be just so disappointing if you don't get these two wins, just for your season as a whole. You need to get off to the start that you know that you can get off to, and to be able to look back and know that you took care of business whenever you were supposed to. That's what matters whenever you're heading into the playoffs, because then you'll be in a better situation, probably a better opponent, better scenery. You know, like, you have to win these games.
Playing a home game in the playoffs, breaking news, much better than going on the road, because you're playing a lesser opponent in all likelihood. And 70,000 people swirling towels is a lot better than going to Baltimore where they're screaming and shouting and doing the whole damn time.
But you can live with the Green Bay game if they do lose. I could live with that.
Sure.
As long as they take care of business before that.
Because sure.
Green Bay, you know, is a good team. They've lost to the Cleveland Browns and they've tied the Dallas Cowboys, but they can be explosive. But if you lose that game, it's like, okay, all right, well, we'll just chalk that one up. You're going to lose some games this year, right? But you got to win the games you're supposed to win.
And now, just to extrapolate, you really should win all four of those games against the Ohio teams.
Yeah.
And I know, oh, maybe the second time you play Cincinnati, Joe Burrow come back. If I were the Bengals, and if I were running that organization, and I would for $80K, I would not bring Joe Burrow back this year if we're not in a playoff spot.
Right.
If we are out of it, I'm not bringing him back. Like, I heard a lot of people these last couple of days saying, oh, Burrow's going to be back later. They're not going to be in it. And if they're not in it, like, what's the point? Like, knock on wood, but if Paul Skeens had suffered some sort of arm injury that's not season-ending, and the Pirates are 22, 25 games below 500, I ain't bringing his ass back in September.
No, I'm not going to bring him back to win a couple games to put me out of a bad spot to get a tackle in the top 10.
No.
You know, or a defensive player in the top 10.
Doran, they could be in the running for a top 5 pick.
Yeah, but it's not going to be quarterback, at least.
Exactly. Might not be the worst thing.
But, I mean, you could do a lot with that. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you're like, all right, we need to shore up some areas. Like, if I have a top 5 pick, you can
good
trade.
Point.
You can get two first-round picks. You can get your D lineman or you can get your O lineman. Like, you can really... That's how I would look at it right now.
Yeah.
Like, Joe, you're done. You're done.
Ja'Marr Chase doesn't seem to be all that happy. Nor does A.J. Brown. People have been saying the Steelers should trade for A.J. Brown. Sure. Why not? I'd take that guy.
Yeah.
Don't know how realistic it is.
I don't think so.
And Tyreek Hill's knee is backwards. That was as gruesome gets. If that had happened in Ireland, you would have seen some Irish lads throw up in the stadium. So you can scratch him off as a trade target. We're not going to do much of that today. Who should the Steelers target at wide receiver via trade? We might touch on it with Doug Whaley, who's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. Up next, seeing some of these quarterback injuries around the NFL actually has me wanting to give some credit to Mike Tomlin. I'll tell you why when we come back. But we want your calls. What's your confidence level on saying the Steelers will win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this wins. What the hell's Joe Coy?
Media.
It's a band, I believe.
Two tickets to Joe Coy.
Wait there, I got the full read. I'm sorry, I forgot to put that on there.
Yeah.
Call now to win two tickets to see Joe Coy at PPG Paints Arena on Saturday, October 4th, thanks to PPG Paints Arena.
Thank you so much, PPG Paints Arena. Best caller on that subject. How confident are you in the Steelers to win the AFC North at 412-928-9370 would win the Joe Coy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. About to give Mike Tomlin credit for something. But the question is, at 412-928-9370, do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? The Ravens are 1-3. The Steelers are 3-1. Lamar Jackson going to miss the next couple of games, it seems like. Definitely going to miss this weekend against Houston, and Joe Burrow's out for a considerable amount of time, and if they're out of it, he might be out for the season. So do you think the Steelers will win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. Here's where I'll give Mike Tomlin some credit. They went 8-8, my God, with Duck Hodges in the infancy of the career of Mason Rudolph. They won big games back in the day with Charlie Batch and Byron Leftwich and Dennis Dixon, Michael Vick, Landry Jones. And then I watch Kevin Stefanski, who I think is a good coach, when they got Deshaun Watson, who's more talented than any quarterback they've had apart from Baker Mayfield since they've come back into the league. He looks like an average coach, if not a bad one. When I look at what has happened in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor, when Joe Burrow doesn't play, they don't have a shot. And so I'll give some credit where credit is due to Mike Tomlin. They win games without Ben. And they went 9-8, maybe to their detriment, in Kenny Pickett's rookie season where he was figuring it out. They had Mitch Trubisky in there. They made the playoffs with Mason Rudolph, Trubisky, and Kenny Pickett. Last season, they made the playoffs with Russell Wilson, who just got benched in New York. And Justin Fields, they went 4-2, and the Jets can't even win a game with that guy. I'll give Tomlin some credit for that, man. When you see these division rivals play with not good quarterbacks, they can't win. The Steelers, they find a way to do it.
That's because it's all set up where the defense of Mike Tomlin usually is the component to winning, and these other teams don't have defenses, or their defense has been playing bad, like the Baltimore Ravens. Like, if the Baltimore Ravens had a backup quarterback back in the 2000s, I think that they'd be fine.
Well, arguably they did. Right. They won a Super Bowl with
Trent Dilfer.
Brad Johnson with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. If you've got a good defense, we're going to try to run the ball. We're going to try to limit throws over the middle of the field. And we're going to hope our highly paid guys can make plays at the end of games and in the biggest moments. You're right about that. But I will say, when, like, if, and you hope this doesn't happen because he's been so good, if Rodgers misses time, like, let's say all these teams didn't have their quarterbacks the rest of the year. I like the Steelers' position more than with Cooper Rush in Baltimore or Jake Browning in Cincinnati. Now, maybe they get a shot in the arm in Cleveland playing the kid from Oregon. But I think that poor guy is walking into a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
His first two games, one in London, don't get jumped, young man, and against a great Vikings defense, even though they didn't play all that well against the Steelers. And then you got to play against the Steelers where Mike Tomlin just crushes rookie quarterbacks. Good luck, young pup.
Good luck. We might see Shador at that point. Can you imagine? We might.
If they not... Interesting question. In the lead-up to the Browns game, we'll get more into detail. I wonder if they played Dylan Gabriel and knocked him out. If they go to Joe Flacco or they go to Shador Sanders.
I think they go to Shador.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I think they go to Shador, right?
Or even if he just stinks, you wonder what the hook's going to be like. You might as well play all your quarterbacks this year.
What do you have them?
That's right. What do you got to lose? All right, the question was at 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? Sitting here at 3-1 with the banged-up Ravens at 1-3. Texter writes in, Tomlin's still the coach. He's got at least one or two losses to substandard teams coming. Not so fast on the division title. Fair enough. That's why... Do I feel good about it? Yes. Am I proclaiming them AFC North champions? No. Because I got to see them get through these next two games. If they are 5-1, even if the Ravens are sitting there at 2-4, I'll feel pretty good, man. Because you'll have avoided two stumbling blocks, one of which being a Thursday night division game on the road where I believe the Bengals are wearing their white uniforms, so you're going to have the crowd all jacked up. You win these next two... Print the hats.
Yeah.
Print the t-shirts.
I'm with you.
Let's go.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Oh, yeah.
I think the Steelers are still going to stumble at some point this season, perhaps later on. But I think that the rest of the teams in the division are so bad, I think that they could win the division with a 9-8 record.
So I've gone through Baltimore's schedule and I did the thing, you know, win-loss. I still think if Lamar only misses two games, I could see them winning 11 games. But you can't lose both.
You mean the Steelers won 11 games?
The Ravens. Because their schedule is...
They're 1-3.
Way easier on the back end. They can't lose both. If they lose both with Lamar, they're not winning the division. Because then the math ain't mathing, to your point.
Because
to get to 11 wins, if you're 1-5, you'd have to basically run the table.
Right.
You'd have one stumbling block along the way. And we know historically, I know the way the last two Steelers-Ravens games looked, it wasn't great, but historically those teams are going to split.
They're going to split, right.
Even at their best or the worst. Yeah. 412-928-9370. To the phones?
Sure.
Who wants those Joe Coy tickets? He's a comedian. We knew that. Let's go to Joe in the South Side. Hi, Joe.
Yo, Cuzzy, love the show.
What up, Cuz?
I'm done with all these Debbie Donners. Put my Washington in, Spencer Anderson, and then run down the throat with Kenny G. I love music with no words, just the horns. Let's go. And you know what? Vote Harry, Green Tree Council. Love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for the call.
Vote Harry, Green Tree Council.
I'm not running for council. We need to make that clear. Not running for council, not running a campaign, not happening.
Please never do that again.
I have to say that for legal purposes. I do, because if they think I'm... I can't even ask for write-in votes publicly without getting dinged by the FCC. So, no, there's no campaign here.
All right.
to our guy's point, when Darnell Washington plays 40 or more snaps, the Steelers are undefeated.
6-0.
Now, I think some of that's chicken and egg, because if you're up in games, you're winning games, you're going to run more, and then he's going to be in there. But that's a pretty decent sample size in the NFL, 6 games. I mean, just run the ball up their butts.
125.1 rushing yards a game, well, over 40 snaps for Darnell Washington. 7 rushing touchdowns for the Pittsburgh Steelers when Darnell Washington has over 40 snaps.
You're not looking at anything.
Nope.
That was right up Aaron Gord.
Said it yesterday.
Look at you.
Yeah, baby.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I missed you so much, you big hoss. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? Are you willing to put your name behind that? Are you celebrating already? Not for nothing. Sportsline, which is like this analytical site that's pretty highly reputable. Playoff chances in the AFC. The Buffalo Bills have a 99.9% chance to make the playoffs. We'll tell you where they have the Steelers when we come back, and we'll take your calls on whether or not you think they're going to win the AFC North. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And please tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texture writes in, I like the Guinness jacket you have on. It looks good. You ready for this, Dickerson? That's a woman's large. I was at the Guinness.
Why a woman's, though?
I was at the Guinness store, and it's the one that fit me the best. It was in the woman's section.
I can't hold it in. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
You're a lady.
You're trying to tell me, how old are you? 34. You'll be 35 in about my month.
Yeah.
Yeah. 27th of October, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're almost 35-year-old man. You can fit into a woman's.
Well, their sizes are different over there. Their people are smaller.
What? So the women are smaller too?
Didn't think about what I was saying. Maybe it's unisex.
It was in the women's section.
Yeah, it was. You can't tell.
Yeah, you actually can. Now I look at it. The collar is different.
Yeah. You can show a little cleavage here as I unzip it. Yeah. It's sleek. I like it.
It is very, very nice.
It is nice. Like, yeah.
I think you should have. Mm.
Did you try to go to the men's section?
I did. Everything was too big there.
Everything was too big there, but the people are small there. So the people that are small are bigger than you there.
Yeah, I'm trying to defend myself, and I really don't have a leg to stand on.
Man.
Sportsline, analytical-based site, gambling, things of that nature, has the Buffalo Bills with the best chance of making the playoffs in the AFC at 99.9%. You guys want to guess where the Steelers are? What percent chance they give them of making the playoffs?
54.
Would you like to take a better guess than Harry?
Yes. 81.
Price is Right rules, and much closer. 85.5%. The second best percent chance to make the playoffs in the AFC. The Chargers come in third at 84.1. The Colts, the surprising upstart Colts at 83%. Kansas City at 82. Denver at 68. Jacksonville at 56. Have I mentioned an AFC North team yet?
Nope.
I have not. The Baltimore Ravens checking in at 48.4%. I'm there too. So their predictive models would tell you that the Steelers have a much better chance of winning the AFC North than the Ravens. And if you got a much better chance to win the division, of course, you got a much better chance of making the playoffs. I think there's a shot. There's a shot, depending on how long Lamar Jackson is out, that the Ravens don't make the playoffs altogether, and there's only one AFC North team that makes it, which I'd have to look back, but that's got to be a rarity.
I'll tell you what, a little of a hot take. You go back and watch the first three games of the Baltimore Ravens, first three or four games, right? They've had four, right?
Yep, yeah, one and three.
Lamar Jackson has lost a step before he even got hurt.
Whoa.
Watch. Go back and watch some of his clips throughout those four games, and whenever he breaks out and he has a chance to run, tell me he hasn't lost a step.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I may get some flack from that, but I'm just go back and watch. He has lost a step of his scrambling ability. And now he's hurt and coming back off of a hamstring injury, I think he's going to lose even more of a step.
I was just going to say, it makes you wonder if he had been nursing it before.
He just does not look the same whenever he's running.
Man.
Go back to the Buffalo Bills game. Even go back to the first game. He doesn't look like he can get out the way that he did last year.
He had a run against Detroit where he looked like Lamar, but then sort of stumbled at the end.
Right.
And that's a play he could have housed in the past. That's why I don't think he's going to play the Rams game either.
Because they have a bye after that, right?
They do.
Yeah, I think that he goes past the bye. I think he goes into the bye.
Man, that's good sports talk fodder in Baltimore, ain't it? Like, especially if you lose at Houston, and the line moved 13 points on that game after Lamar was out.
What's the line?
They were like an 11-point favorite or something like that. Now they're an underdog.
Oh.
How about them apples?
Wow.
Yeah. If they're 1-4, and now it's do we get him back at 100% after the bye, or do we risk falling to 1-5? The Rams are good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on the road to play the Rams without Lamar.
They have
two
away games in a row.
You're sizable underdog. Yep, two away games in a row.
Wow.
Three, in fact, because after the bye week, they're at Chicago.
Oh, wow.
No, excuse me. These are all home games.
What?
They do it different in Ireland.
What? They do different in Ireland?
They're all home games. In Ireland, the home team is listed on the left, whereas here it's listed on the right. So that's what happened to me there.
So you're blaming it on you being in Ireland.
Where were you seeing sports team matchups in Ireland other than the NFL game?
I contracted Irish dyslexia is what happened.
Did you go see a soccer game?
They call it football.
No. Oh, I was almost going to swear. Of course they do.
Time is 7:42. Brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. So Sportsline and all their simulations, they have the Steelers almost a shoo-in to make the playoffs. And the Ravens with less than 50% chance of making the playoffs. Do you think the Steelers will win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. Dorn and I are kind of waiting to see how these next two games play out, these next 2 weeks. The Steelers have not been immune to stubbing their toe. They certainly haven't been immune to stubbing their toe on the road in Thursday night divisional football games. If they're able to clear that hurdle, I think we're celebrating. What do you think? Josh in Brookline, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're good, man. How are you?
Oh, very good.
What's up?
Well, I think I think the Steelers' chances sit about 70% to win the division after the injuries to Lamar and Burrow, along with some of the Ravens' D. And I also love the fact that we do have our bye week coming up early, which I didn't like at the beginning of the year, but love it now. Maybe get Porter back and do a little more press man, give our ends a few more seconds to get to the quarterback.
I like it, Josh, and I'm a big fan of the bye week being where it is now. We talked about that on Monday. I think that was an emotional win for the Steelers. The travel is difficult, more so on me than it was on them, but nobody's crying for me because I had a great time and I drank a million Guinness, and that's how I got Irish dyslexia. But also, this weekend, we just, as Steelers fans, get to put our feet up, and no matter what happens, you're in first place on Monday, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn good,
really good
place
feeling
to be, especially when we expect more division carnage. You can weigh in 412-928-9370. We've been very positive, mostly positive, about the Steelers this hour. Something that one of their coordinators said yesterday, well, made me want to rip my hair out. What was it? We'll tell you.
Why did you have him kick into the end zone early game, like 15 yards?
I'm not worried about his net putting at that time. I'm worried about winning the game.
But I mean,
you talk about the last punt of the game?
Yeah.
I'm worried about winning a football game. Why are you going to put the ball in play with 12 seconds left of the game? Make no sense. They got a returner back there? We're going to win the game. They got one time I started to 20, win the game. I ain't worried about his net punt at that time.
So we had wondered aloud on Monday when Kabali was here, and I was eating the brat diet in Ireland, whether or not Corliss Waitman kicking it out of the end zone was intentional or not. And Kabali said he thinks he was asked to do that. Now, Waitman's a good punter, and that was such a horrific punt that basically landed, I was two rows back, it basically landed in my arms. It was a bounce away from me. Kabali wondered, did they ask him to do that? And there you have Danny Smith admitting that they asked him to do that. The 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us in about 10 minutes. I don't really understand why you would punt that ball out of the end zone. There was also not 12 seconds left.
Right.
If there were 12 seconds left and you want to punt it out of the end zone, I would agree with that. There was a minute and 8 seconds left. Corliss Waitman is good at the coffin corner, and you don't have to. It's not like you're booming it from the opposite side of the field, and you could outkick your coverage, or you could accidentally line drive one. Like, you kick that thing as high as you possibly can, like you're in the Ryder Cup, and you're chipping one onto the green, and that's that. I don't understand. First of all, I told you, and you agreed, like, go for it there. Like,
yeah.
It's fourth and one. And you've been one of the better teams in the NFL in short yardage rushing success rate, which is unbelievable where they've come. Go for it. But if you don't, make him go 90 yards. Make him go 88 yards. Don't set him up on the 20. And no time ticks off the clock then at that. Less time ticks off the clock at that point. Just silly to me.
Like, I could see the reasoning behind it. It's like, okay, like, whoever their punt returner was, maybe they're more dangerous than Carson Wentz beating us. But I still would go into that situation thinking that Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison, who got behind me earlier in the game, can probably beat us. Like, that's dangerous. Be different if they didn't have the two wide receivers that they had. Like, that. They were asking for it right there.
Yeah.
With given that much time left on the clock.
Absolutely they were. And I'm making their guy have to make a decision. I'm making their punt returner have to make a decision. Am I gonna let it bounce into the end zone? Am I going to catch it? Am I going to take a big hit here? Because your guys are going to, you should have five guys surrounding the punt returner when you've got 40 yards to run.
Mm-hmm.
You put that sucker in the air for 5 seconds. You have four guys down there. And you tackle him. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here, but I do have, I think that was a Tomlin decision too, because it's got living in your fears written all over it. Like, we don't want to give them an extra chance to make a play. We don't want to put the ball in a playmaker's hands with an opportunity to make a guy miss and go down the field. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was, I don't think Danny Smith wanted to do that. I think Mike Tomlin wanted to do that. Like that was, that entire sequence then was just pure, unadulterated cowardice. We're not going to go for it. And then it's a difference of 20 yards in field position. Like if you got stopped at the 40, like if they stopped you doing your weird tush push or whatever, or you're at the 40, and that's valuable because they're trying to get in a field goal range, but they wound up, what, a net of 15?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Something like that, yep.
It's just, it's a, it may, is it, do you think maybe he's sticking up for Corliss Waitman? I don't think.
I don't know.
It looked like he wanted to nuke that thing, man.
I don't know.
It really did.
It's very odd. That's why, like, when we were talking with Mark, I was like, you really think that they told him to do that? Like, I think he might have missed it. I don't know. I didn't know what the answer was.
He launched that thing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where we were sitting. So the second it came off his foot, I was giving it to Tomlin. And the two people behind us that were wearing Rodgers jerseys were laughing their asses off. I was like, you big baby, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, whoa, boy, you're really getting after him there, lad, eh? Yeah, I am. And you get the dub. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Steelers experience.
Yep.
Mike, you suck. Thanks for winning the game.
Yes.
You really got away with that one, Coach T. Appreciate it. All right. Going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette coming up next. I wonder what he thinks the future holds for Jalen Ramsey, for Calvin Austin going into the bye week. First Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 75, low of 53. Gorgeous, clear skies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.